Turkey's prime minister is taking stock of the Arab Spring in a visit to three countries that have ousted their leaders. Recep Tayyip Erdogan is in Cairo today. He supported the overthrow of Hosni Mubarak earlier this year. Today, he'll meet with Egypt's top military men and the Arab League. Our Middle East correspondent, Derek Stoffel, reports.
As the Arab Spring turns to fall, Recep Tayyip Erdogan's visit comes at a particularly tense time. The Turkish prime minister is in Cairo just days after violent demonstrations against Israel turned deadly. Turkey's own relationship with Israel has soured quite dramatically in the last few weeks. Turkey turfed Israel's ambassador after Israeli authorities refused to apologize for a deadly raid on a Turkish ship trying to deliver aid to Gaza last year.
Israel.
Erdogan told reporters in Cairo that Israel should not expect normal relations with Turkey as long as there is no apology. He later went on a popular Egyptian TV show and once again called Israel the spoiled child of the West. Since the start of the Arab Spring, the role of the United States in the Middle East has diminished. So Erdogan's trip has a clear goal: to make Turkey, a non-Arab state, a bigger player in Arab affairs. Bernard Badi is with the Center for International Studies and Research in Paris.
Turkey is probably trying to take benefit from the political vacuum in the Arab world. That's to say, we are now clearly watching the birth of a regional power.
Perhaps as proof, Erdogan plans to outline his vision for the region in a speech at Cairo University, the same place Barack Obama made a similar address 2 years ago. Derek Stoffel, CBC News, Jerusalem.